Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. I have my old friend David Wargon on with me, and David is going to catch us up on what's been going on at his end of the world. He lives generally in the Central America region, not Central South America, but in the center of the USA. And he's got always had a very interesting and a astute, intuitive understanding of what's going on, not only there in the USA, but also geopolitically and also cosmically and spiritually. So I'm looking forward to this discussion with an old friend. Without any further ado, David, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Well, thank you for having me back. This will be my, I guess, third time back already.
I think so. Yeah, it's been a while, and we were talking before we got started about how long we've known each other and all the changes that have gone on over the years, and what's been going on in the recent past. So, if you can, bring us up to date with what's been going on with you, what's been going on in your neck of the woods, and your insight as to what's going on. Where do you see this whole thing headed? The floor is yours, David.
Well, as of I know that it's definitely been a spiritual roller coaster. Definitely more experiences that I've had in the last couple months than I have in the last couple years. With the exception of what I've spoke about before. I know you guys sent you that video of that UFO that was over top of my house or whatever the heck that was, and I said I had a podcast recently and kind of just laid out everything as well. But that was my I was a little nervous about doing that, but it was pretty cool how things work out because he actually really appreciated me talking about weather modification and using psychic powers with weather change as well too. And I was like, well, I guess there was a reason for everything, so that's why I was glad I went on.
We're seeing a
But
lot of that all around the world. We're being hit by, I'm sure some of it is naturally occurring, freak weather, if you will, because there's so much going on in our solar system energetically. But also on top of that, you have the geoengineering, the weather weaponry. So yeah, it's a mixed bag, but I think it seems to be intensifying that whole thing.
Well, I'll tell you, my allergies are through the roof right now because, we had that snowstorm hit through Oklahoma, in the south and everything. And I'll tell you, they were spraying the hell out of our skies. When we had the government shut down a few months back, there was nothing happening. The skies were as clear as can be. I was a couple of people, a couple of websites I belong to were telling the same thing. Look how quiet it is. Even people who are just learning about chemtrails and stuff, they're just like, look out, no one's spraying anything. It's clear. And then, 3 days before the government was about to kick back in and started, and then we went from 75, almost 80 degrees on Christmas Day to, down below freezing, after they got done spraying. I managed to collect samples. I had like there were samples coming out of the sky. There was like little fibers like all over the place. It almost looks like a tree that's, blooming in the spring and is shedding for the leaves, and I'm out here catching it in a Ziploc bag and the neighbors are like, "What is that?" And I said, "That's coming from those clouds that they're spraying over here." And it was really creepy because there was fibers everywhere. And I tell everyone, I'm like, look, I said, this is what's going on, and I was explaining to some of the neighbors and they said, well, I've heard bleeps about that, but I didn't think it was true. And I said, well, now you know it's true. But then we had the
Absolutely.
winter storm come in and then they were spraying heavily both, if you could see a break between the clouds, you could see them spraying above the clouds. And then it's like my allergies just went through the roof. And I saw someone in Texas did a sample of the snow and turned out all these dangerous levels of metals and chemicals were like through the roof on this reading. And it was just like, yeah, don't eat the snow, whatever you do.
He's the whiz, huh? You ain't kidding.
Yeah,
Like
my
over
dog's
here,
allergies are acting up. And
yeah, my allergies too. Yeah, definitely.
it's been terrible, like with that. And like I said, and it went through, and now we're going to be in the 70s. I heard you in Australia are having some pretty hot weather out there too.
Yes, the southern part and like South Australia and Victoria were hit with heat waves over 100 degrees.
Jeez.
Over there, like, well, they go by Celsius over here. So anything over 39, 40, 41 degrees Celsius, you're getting into the 100 Fahrenheit territory, right? And it's gotten up there like 115, 120 in Fahrenheit terms in some places. And where I'm at, we have the humidity. It's not quite like Mississippi, South Florida type humidity, but at times it seems that it trends in that direction. So the combined with the heat, it drives the heat index up, right? And I look up in the sky, and one of the things they always warned us about as part of their faux climate scaring scam is the concept of a greenhouse effect. But what they do is they intentionally create these chem clouds that just essentially create a, you look up and it's like a greenhouse effect with all these like big clouds that are fake, artificially created, hemming in the heat, like turning literally a greenhouse effect, a sauna effect, if you will. That's what it seems like to me anyway.
Yeah, well, we're having 70 degree temperatures, almost up to 80 here in Oklahoma this week, and then this is right after we just had negative as low as -4 here, and I heard that Florida, including the very tip of the where the Florida Keys are getting snow, and for the first time in recorded history, according to the meteorologists. And the weird part was is that before the snowstorm hit, there was this weird craft that was being spotted everywhere from Texas to Tulsa, all across the South. And it was this like ship going in through like a portal. And it was filmed and it was shown on the news. And it was like what the news is reporting. That's something. But it was shown there. And the funny thing was, I followed the path, and this thing is like, whatever the thing was, followed the exact path of where the snowstorm was soon going to hit. And I was like, is this a new weather modification device? Is this something that they've now developed, or is this something else? It was just very strange, the coincidence,
Well, I've had Jeff Brady on the show a number of times. You probably heard some of those podcasts, and I agree with his thesis that the whole chemtrail agenda is ultimately alien in origin, and this fact is buttressed by video showing very unusual when you zoom in to these chem planes. They're not really planes at all. Some of these, probably a lot of them. That's not to say that there are not any man-made terrestrial aircraft that are spraying and doing aerosol spraying, what have you. But I'm saying that it seems to me the majority worldwide on a planetary basis, it seems to me to be alien in origin. There were times, even when I was here in Australia, but it was especially acute in when I was in Arizona, where take when I was living in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb. What is it, northwest of Phoenix? And I'd look up at the chem-laden skies, and in literally every direction, at different altitudes, different trajectories, there was chem planes everywhere. And it's like no sound. You would think occasionally one of these things would collide, two of these things would collide with each other, right? Because the sheer number of them, right? And also the weird Truman Show aspect, like before I had a car here in Australia, I was taking a bus home from work, and I looked out the window, and the sun to the in the 3 o'clock position from my perspective, relative to the sun from the 3 o'clock position, clearly I could see another planet, another light source, another star, sun, whatever you want to call it, clearly. And then, almost in Truman-like fashion, as I'm watching it from my right to my left, here comes a chem plane, and it's laying a plume right in front, like the right at the hemisphere, the center of the second star, and I knew it was going to happen, was that as all like a lot of chemtrails do, they the plume widens and eventually within minutes it obscured that second sun. And then the
Oh, yeah.
very next day on the bus coming home at the same time, 4:30-ish, 5-ish, in the late afternoon, I saw it again. It was briefly visible in a gap in the chem clouds, but then it was eventually, swallowed up before too long. So the point of relevance is, there's a Truman Show aspect to it as well, where, when you, like in quantum physics, when you focus your attention on this thing, the second sun,
The
someone or
moon
something
placement.
seems to be aware of it and will
Yeah.
quickly go to obscure the thing. It's crazy.
The
And
moon
I,
placement too, I've noticed.
what's
I've
that?
noticed, I'll go outside and I'll stand out on my patio and I'll look up at the, about 4 o'clock, and you can see this, the moon and where the sun's setting. And there's sometimes I swear, I'm like, wait a minute, why is the moon on the opposite side? Why is it over there today at the same exact point? And it's not like, just a few inches, it's like literally almost on, we're supposed to be on the east or the west, and it's then the south or the north. And it's like, wait a minute. And then the next day it's back to normal. And I'm like, you start to question yourself. Am I just seeing things? Is this, is this real or what,
Yeah, and it seems at times, sometimes the phenomena, certainly with alien craft in our near vicinity, they can make it so, they being these aliens of various stripes, can make it so either the scenario situation was set up where we would be the only ones present at the time to observe such a phenomena, or they can cloak themselves in such a way, even when there are other potential witnesses nearby, they can work it out like we're the only ones that see them. We're the only ones that see like a saucer right over like a busy highway or a plaza. No one else seems to see it,
I've
but
had
we
that happen
do.
before too.
Yeah.
And I was saying that there was that one that I was going to work, and it was like just right there on the edge of the highway. And I said, "Why is nobody else seeing this? I'm seeing this as clear as day. I can see the paneling on this thing. I can see the color of this thing. It's like, how is nobody stopping on the side of the road like an Independence Day and like watching cars crash to see this thing?"
Well, that's part of the syndrome. Now,
Yeah.
before we came on, you would tell me how there was some consternation amongst you locals over there because you were starting to hear, I don't know how long this has been going on, but what seemed like underground explosions, or at any rate, something going on underground. Now, could you describe what's been going on and how long it's been happening?
Well, this morning I woke up about 7:30 in the morning. My wife, she stayed up all night. She's been having some sleeping issues, but she's I when I woke up, I heard this huge explosion, almost like, TNT going off, and we don't have anything or any reason for that to be happening around our area here. And then and I was like, "What the hell was that?" And she says, "Oh, that's been going off since this morning. That's the fourth one I've heard." And and so she's been hearing it since 6 in the morning, and then I heard a couple more all the way up until this call. And it was, like I said, it sounded like explosions. But the thing is, though, it sounded like it was almost right next to our house, almost, and then the last one I heard was kind of further down the street. It's almost like it was moving. But I've also heard other sounds, maybe about 6 months to a year ago, to where it almost sounds like this weird creaking sound, almost like, when you're putting too much pressure on metal, and it makes that popping sound, or a tree that's about to fall over, very slowly. And we've been hearing that every so often. And we did have an earthquake when we first moved into our house. It was the first one I've ever experienced. It was like a 3.6, and we were sitting up against our wall in our house, and you can actually feel the wall, kind of moving almost, or vibrating, and it took us by surprise. But the funny thing was, it was just against that wall. Like, the rest of the house was okay. So I'm wondering if, like, I'm on the edge of a plate, or there's something else going on that's, rather unknown underground. I really don't know, but it was happening pretty loud today, and a lot of neighbors were posting on Facebook, "What is everyone else hearing this noise?" And I said, I say, yeah, I've heard about five of them. And then after that, a sixth one happened.
So you mentioned that the walls shook, so it seemed like there was like a seismic component to it, like the ground was shifting or moving.
And then and I looked on the seismic Tulsa's Oklahoma seismic facility, and they said no activity was happening today, for anywhere in the state. But there's been like, 15 earthquakes, I think, last week or something like that, all throughout the state, mostly in the center of the state, and I guess near the panhandle where, the oil fields are, and I guess where they typically happen.
Yes,
But they said, of course, nothing today.
of course not. The incessant oil drilling, I don't know how much shale oil drilling they do over there, but that can really do a number on the well, all the way down to the tectonic plates, I would imagine. If they keep doing this, it's because we know that over time, places that were relatively stable after a prolonged period of shale oil drilling, and if anyone's familiar with the technique, basically, from what I understand about it, they just use high pressure means to pump chemically laden water into the ground, basically at high velocity. And I mean, I'm kind of a simpleton, but I can't see how that could not affect the geological rather stability of a region. And there has been talk over time that some of these earthquakes definitely are related to the shale oil drilling in particular that's been going on in your state. So it's like they've made the whole region unstable generally.
I'm a firm believer that, the planet is, of course, is a living entity. I don't believe it's just a thing of rock, and the oil is either the lifeblood of the planet or it's a lubrication, between these things. And when you remove it, it's just like, removing bone marrow or cartilage from your bones. It's like,
Yes.
what's going to happen? You're going to start creaking, you're going to start falling apart.
That's what I've always thought. There's terms that people use these days, abiotic, what have you, to prove that a lot of the accepted geological techniques and understanding about oil drilling is all washed up. The Russians seem to be able to get oil practically anywhere they want to drill. They just go down far enough and they get to this layer beneath the mantle or something where there is this layer of oil. And I think that you're right. I think it's some form of lubrication for the inner earth. And it's like taking out motor oil out of your car, your engine, right? Eventually it's either going to seize up or it's going to throw a rod or something.
I mean, it's not fossil fuel, I can tell you that. It's not from dead dinosaurs. There's just no way.
Yeah, there wasn't enough dinosaurs. There wasn't enough vegetative matter in
No.
paleo ancient times. So that's
Especially in the
just,
desert.
especially in the desert. So that's nonsensical. But it's the end of a paradigm, basically. And well, what are your thoughts on the even the mainstream media getting on the bandwagon of UFOs and alien life? Like my browser is an MSM slash Bing kind of browser. When I pull it up, right, it comes with the Microsoft 10 or whatever operating system this is. And virtually every time now, every day, I pull up a browser on MSM, they've always got a UFO alien story now, right? So they're really working hard to condition the public that, and a lot of times nowadays, by no means like in all cases, because I haven't seen all the examples, but at least the ones that I come across, there is not the generally there is not the tongue-in-cheek ridicule factor you find that was common in the media, in the press in the old days. Nowadays, they just kind of throw things out there, right, and see what sticks on the wall. But what are your thoughts about that? Because we're seeing the so-called disclosure movement, disclosure effort. It's taken certain twists and turns. I wouldn't say necessarily away from the controlled release narrative, but there are other things going on too. And I've always said that a lot of this comes down to what these different alien species and civilizations want. If the aliens in our control want to maintain the secrecy behind all this and working through their hybrid minions, they will, or at least put a cap on as much of it as they can. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, as we all know, that the major—I mean, almost all the news networks are all owned by the very government that controls all the news media. That what we hear is what they want us to hear, so that is rather concerning. But my thing is, though, I take the news and what the narratives they give us as almost like the technology that is shown to us. It's almost like they're 50 years ahead, we are 50 years behind, and they're showing us the aliens. Oh yeah, aliens are, here, these are crafts, whatever. But my feelings is that there's something more sinister in the background going with portal dimension, dimensional portals, possible people going into different like string theory, going through different realms of reality and stuff like that. I think they're trying to disguise that and trying to, as they always do, put a blame on something else. To cover up what they're trying to do. I was listening to a podcast with this one woman who worked at CERN, and she was I can't remember her name, but she was a claimed whistleblower, which I have my doubts about. But she was talking about how, as she was there in CERN, she has witnessed different doctors and professors coming up to her and saying, "Yeah, we've entered in different realities, and it's people and things have come through, and we're trying to figure out how to deal with it, and we've entered some that we shouldn't have." And I think, and she was telling it up to a certain point, I think where she was allowed to say, it seemed very, just simple. And to me, it was like, I kind of believe, that, some evidence would be nice, but more the fact that she was just still allowed to say this without being, have an accident of some sort, that kind of makes me think that, oh, she's paid to go out there and talk about these kind of things. But I think there's more than meets the eye. I think they're planning on pinning something they're doing on something else, and I think something pretty big is coming, and I think the majority of people, especially awakened, or if not becoming awakened, is starting to feel that as well. They say they feel it on their gut. There's something big on the horizon coming, and they don't know what it is, but it's a lot of people are kind of worried about it.
Well, there has been talk for some time amongst well-informed circles in, various fields that all this may be an effort, and we know that in the past and probably pretty much in to the present day, a lot of these different aliens and the subterranean species, civilizations, they've disguised themselves as gods, angels, messengers, etc., all along, right? We see a perfect representation of this, a near perfect representation of this in the Stargate SG-1 saga. If anyone has taken the time to watch the first several seasons, especially when the main adversary of the Stargate Command was the Goa'uld, these were parasitic snake entities that burrowed into people's necks or jumped down their throats and took them up as hosts. Go figure where they get that idea from. And they would take these humans up as hosts, and living in these host bodies, using what they would now call med beds, but in the TV series they used the sarcophagus. They'd lay in these big coffin-like contraptions, and it would heal them and prolong their lives. And point being is that these different aliens, they call themselves names that we are familiar with in Earth's ancient lore. They call themselves Ares, Osiris, Apophis, etc. They were the ancient gods of yore, but they were really aliens. And we look at the work of Pierre Sabbach. What a great job he's done, and he's proven to my satisfaction that the etymological roots, the linguistic roots of terms like the Watchers, the Shining Ones, the Heavenly Host, etc. They refer specific in general to aliens, but specifically to reptilians. So there's a school of thought, and I think there might be something to this, and I've thought this for some time, that There are efforts to bring back on the part of these hybridized minions the old ones, bring back the old gods, bring back the create the circumstances necessary for a return of these old gods, if you will. And Candace Owens, much to her credit, she's been talking about Gilgamesh, the fact that these German archaeologists had found the tomb of Gilgamesh, and then here comes the U.S. Military, along with these contractors, Halliburton and the like, and they decide to plop a military base right on top of the excavation dig, right? And then it even came out in some mainstream news articles around the world that yes, they have retrieved the remains of Gilgamesh. He was a giant, and they've got the DNA. And there's no telling what they're probably going to weaponize it in some way or do something with it. But and I think that's perhaps where CERN comes in, although we know that in these secret societies and in these weird science underground and off-world bases, opening up portals is the norm, opening up stargates is the norm. Increasingly, people are seeing craft come through portals in the sky. That's been going on all along. But back to your point, I definitely think that there is an effort to make it even easier for these aliens to just, as in the days of yore, walk amongst us again. They're conditioning the public to accept the fact that the aliens are here, but they want to seem as if, through these faux congressional hearings, that they're trying to maintain control of it. But clearly, they haven't. This whole planet is under alien control.
Who knows? It could even be a situation to where, like the movie They Live, and maybe a solar flare is going to come out and knock out their transmission, and all of a sudden their true faces will be shown. It's like it's almost to that point where people are noticing weird things on people in the news and politics and everything. It's like they're wearing masks almost. You see weird crumpled upness around their throats, the way they breathe, the way they blink, the way they even act. And people are really noticing it. And more of the true sleep ones, they'll never notice anything. They're just celebrity worshipers. But the other ones are starting to say, look at this. This is not normal. And you got people going around saying, oh, I'm a clone, or I'm brainwashed, or something like that. And they're just blatantly admitting it. And everyone's thinking, oh, it's just them being silly or whatever. I'm like, no, you probably should really listen to this.
Well, yeah, if you look at that video, and I've talked about this, many have talked about this in the past. The I forget the name of the sewer scum, the CEO or the one of the principal shareholders of what is it, Moderna? He's from Spain. He was being
Yeah, I can't think of
interviewed.
his name.
Yeah, I won't dignify anybody because it's a fake human name anyway, but he's giving an interview, and you can see his neck like bulging out, like pulsing out,
Oh, yeah.
almost like there's like an alien creature, like in the Sigourney Weaver movie, trying to make a break for freedom, and he's sitting there talking like it's no big deal. His neck is going womp, womp, womp. I mean, to anyone else other than the CEO of Moderna, I'd say, you know what, you might want to get that checked out. But guy's probably
And
not
then you
even
also got
human.
people that just show up out of nowhere, and all of a sudden they're in the spotlight, and you're like, "Who is this person? Where did this person even come from?" And then you look at them, they're just like, what was it, that one where it was a Hewlett Packard or something that just donated a bunch of money, and his wife comes out, and you're just like, "What in the hell?" I don't know if it was Hewlett Packard, or I don't remember who it was, but it was just like, "Who are these people, and why do they look like this?"
Increasingly, that's what's been going on. One of the sources of frustration, of many sources of frustration nowadays, is your mainstream truthers, surface level types, for the most part, God bless them, right? They're wailing, gnashing their teeth, pulling their hair out, because quite rightly they're saying, okay, you keep saying this person is guilty, that person is guilty, the Epstein list, blah blah blah, quack quack quack. Why aren't we seeing arrest, right? And that's all part of the frustration game, right? It's like a dangling a carrot and then yanking it away at the last second. And I remember clearly, this could have been 15 years ago plus by now, but there was some older news presenter in America, gray-haired guy, reptilian hybrid, and he'd just done a segment about some outrageously like evil deed that was perpetrated by some organs of government, some institution, some NGO somewhere. I can't remember the exact details, but they had the goods on them. They had the proof, they had the witnesses, they had the receipts, right? But nothing was done. And the news presenter, he was speaking in opposites because he was acting with this faux outrage, and he kept saying, "We have all the evidence for this, that, and the other, but the way this regime operates, the way the system works, nothing will be done." And
No.
he was saying it in such a way as if he's upset over the fact that nothing is going to be done, which is a joke because it's part of the corporate media. But every time he said nothing will be done, he literally shapeshifted into a reptilian. Okay. This happened about three or four times. Blah, blah, blah. This happened, that happened, and nothing will be done. And he shapeshifts again. Now, for most people, certainly the surface level types, they would have just thought that was just some kind of like glitch in the matrix, or some kind of like bad reception or something on their TV. But it wasn't. They were making a very real point that we're going to expose this, that, and the other, and nothing is going to happen. Fast forward to the present, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Oh,
Just
yes.
nothing but atrocities everywhere, and nothing is being done about it.
I remember I was listening to a video back before he got heavily censored from David Icke, and he was on one of his I think Sydney tours or whatever, and it was like a 8 hour to 12 hour presentation he was doing. And I remember one thing he said there, and it's always stuck with me. He says, "There is not a national database in the United States for missing children." He said, "You can find missing vehicles. There's a national database for there, but," he said, "you have to call each individual state to find out how many missing children are actually missing per year." And that tells you right there that no files will ever be shown because they don't want you to know.
Well, Ted Gunderson made the point when he was still alive. Why did they remove the pictures of the missing children on the milk carton bark boxes, right? Remember back in the day, we used to see those all the time. And he said, maybe, perhaps they were getting results that were not favorable to the elite system that they're running. They were finding and tracking down some of these kids, right? So, via their faces on the milk carton bottle, so they decided to stop it. And that makes sense to me, because like you said, especially what's going on now with the inquiry that a member of parliament Rupert Lowe is doing on his own, along with some colleagues, that they're really doing a deep dive into the grooming gangs, the immigrant grooming gangs in the UK, and it's truly horrific.
Oh,
We've known
I've
what's been
heard.
going on, but to the point, what we're hearing about, what we've heard rumors about, was how the police was not only complicit in threatening the victims' families and threatening the victims themselves, but giving the victims back to the grooming gangs, right? So that's all coming out now. We've known that this kind of thing had been going on, but it seems that Sauron's army is on the march, which I look at this, I'm a glass half full guy, right? Sauron's army, if you will, has to be on the march because there's this parallel awakening. I don't think it's as widespread as some people think yet. I don't think we've reached that tipping point where this global aha moment, there's still too many people asleep. And a lot of the people that are even aware of, partially aware of what's going on, they're just still in the, I guess, the activist phase, if you want to call it that, whereas the powers that be, they've long since been operational. Now, just shifting gears slightly, because it's all connected. What we're also seeing in the UFO so-called disclosure movement is they are coming out with more information. Stuff, again, that we've known, like Virginia, James Fox has done a good job about that. He aired when he kind of poo-pooed or marginalized, minimized Reynolds and Forrest, which to me is one of the most important cases of all time. That much being said, he's done a good job with Varginha, if that's how you pronounce it, Brazil, the crash retrieval and the recovery of the aliens, from there, and then the aliens were flown back to America. We've seen this before, and I haven't even caught up with the latest revelations, but apparently, and we've heard stories like this in the past, that there was a craft recovered in Korea somewhere, South Korea, that was so huge that they had to build a gigantic enclosure around it just to keep it hidden from public. And we've heard
I heard a
similar
bleep about
stories.
that,
Yeah,
yeah.
we've heard similar stories in America. So there's always been one element, one side, if you will, that wanted at least some of the truth about the aliens to come out. And then there was has always been pushback and extreme security measures pushed by
And
the ones that want to keep it covered up, which is basically alien satanic controlled. So what
oh,
are your
yeah.
thoughts about that too?
Well, I do believe it, and I heard there's been some bleeps. Now, like I said, you have to be very careful what you believe in, but I always store pretty much anything I hear now in a maybe pile in my brain. I was like, okay, I'll listen to it, but I'm just gonna store it there just in case, but another bleeps is that Trump wants Greenland because there's a UFO buried under the snow, which could be a possibility, but I think there's a lot more to it than that too, but and then now but as for the I've always believed that, especially with World War II, how advanced Germany was, over most of the world, and how if he was able to continue on, they would have done a lot more damage. But I always believed that, judging on the fact that there was reports from what was it, the 1500s, of aerial war of aliens happening. I don't know if you remember that. I think it was in Nuremberg,
Yes, there's
and
artwork. There's artwork that depicts that. Yes.
And I always believed that there was possible, of course, couple crafts there, and what if one of those things were that they uncovered it, and they said, okay, now we have the technology, we can do what we want, and it makes you really think about that, because all of a sudden, wait, we were so interested in it, and then all of a sudden now we became, horse and buggy to go into the supposed to go into the moon. It's like I think a lot of people have us troubled to understand things. It's like, we move so fast with technology nowadays, and these new advancements, quote unquote. And truthfully, when you really look at it, it's like, dude, only 150 years ago, we were still riding horses with, just electricity was just becoming a thing. And now we're supposedly going through portals into other dimensions, and we're going to create, artificial intelligence and humanoid robots and robots that can carry babies in the womb. And it's just like, wait, 150 years? This is too damn advanced. It's like,
Yes,
what is
it's
could
like an
not have
alternate
been?
reality has been entered.
Yeah.
And like, for example, what's starting to come out, which I've talked about for some time, and you're aware of this too. We've talked in the past about how, and we know that Roswell was not the first crash retrieval. If you really want to split hairs, we can go back
Oh,
at
no.
least as far, as 1897, when one of these airships, so-called, crashed in what's now the Fort Worth Dallas Metroplex area somewhere, right? And of course, I doubt seriously if the government at that time in America would have just thrown it all away. They would at least stored it somewhere for analysis, and certainly later.
Stargates
Exactly, and
too. Yeah.
the whole purpose behind the pre-invasion of Iraq, the looting of the curio shops and the museums and places where artifacts were. It was a surgical strike. They knew where to go. So there's always been this secret society, if you will, made up of these hybridized adepts, warlocks, sorcerers, many of them in the scientific community, interestingly enough, but certainly in the financial, political nexus, industrial nexus. And that segment of society, going back centuries and millennia, has always been in contact with non-human intelligences interdimensionally, as well as subterranean civilizations. So what's now coming out is, there's stories coming out that some of these secret societies have been in league with, working with at least some subterranean civilizations all along, and I would agree with that. And as you know, some of these subterranean civilizations have flying saucer technology, anti-gravity technology, virile technology, call it what you will. So it's where the twain meets, right? Some of these, like I said, subterranean civilizations that are human, very much human like you and I, but more advanced, they have an off-world capability. So, there's some degree of fudge factor at work. Point being is that the powers that be, the secret societies, have been in league with non-human, at any rate, more advanced civilizations within the Earth, off-world, for a long, long time. It didn't start with the crash retrievals, before and during and after Roswell.
Well, I'll notice something as well too, is that spiritual warfare, I think, is starting to increase. I've noticed that even, through my studies, that things are starting to shift back to, I've been seeing things that, we're in now in the age of Aquarius. They said that's where, Jesus was appeared. There's been a lot of, different kind of talk about that. Cults have been popping up left and right. There's been all of a sudden these celebrities are now jumping on the Jesus bandwagon all of a sudden, as if like, oh, if I jump on it now, I'm going to be saved or protected for, for all what I did in the past, there's just, to me, it's just like, it's very fascinating to watch that shift happening as well too. And a lot of people are coming out saying, we're tired of our masters. I for one quit corporate world. I got sick and tired of it, and I went into an interview the other day, and there were seven other guys in this interview, and every one of them said the same thing. We're like, we're in our 30s, we're in our 40s, we got tired of it, we quit. Who said we morally can't do what these companies want us to do anymore? There's like, we feel like we're losing our soul. But I said, but we need to feed our families, feed the mouths of our families and stuff. But there's some sort of shift that is happening, and I think something, that is more than one thing happening. There's something massively happening, and I've been having some experiences of my own, which has been absolutely just crazy. But I don't know if it's like, it's almost like, there's something good coming, and the bad on earth is freaking out right now. That's how I feel.
That's what I feel too. Now, if you don't mind, it's entirely up to you. In the time we got left in the first segment, can you tell us, excuse me, a bit about what's been going on with you, paranormal
Sure.
wise? Really quickly, I want to add something that happened to me the other night.
Please.
The other night, I was laying on my sofa in the living room because the AC hadn't really kicked in upstairs. It was too hot and muggy, and I've got this asthma issue, so I was having difficulty up there. So I slept in the on the sofa downstairs in the living room where I had the AC pumping for a while, right? And I got spiritually attacked. There was some entity unseen, and I hadn't even fallen asleep yet because I'm a notoriously bad sleeper. I've had issues with insomnia for a long time, and so I'm laying there trying to sleep, and suddenly I just get attacked, and like my whole body is being shook. There was something physically invisible in the visible spectrum that was there, that was jarring me, that was trying to get at me, and I prayed it away in Jesus' name, and it buggered off, right? But the point being is that as recent that happened as recently as like 5 or 6 nights ago, where I was like, it had me at a moment of vulnerability. Oh, Bartley is, exhausted. He's trying to sleep and he's uncomfortable because of the heat and humidity. Let's mess with him, right? And so, I just wanted to put that out there because it's been a, a few months since I had my last type of like supernatural experience, if you will. But it just happened to me a few nights ago. So please, before we go to the break, tell us what's been going on with you lately.
Well, very similar to what's been going on with you, with that. I've been having that, but I was, before I quit my job, I was walking through the warehouse, and one day it was all of a sudden this, I got this this urge, like, almost like a whisper in your head almost. And it was just like, you need to make a choice. You need to make it now. It was like, you want to be on the light side or the dark side? Because I was neutral, because I was like, yeah, I don't want to be involved in either. I was just like, I just want to get through this life and just be left alone. Well, I guess that wasn't an option. So they said, I said, well, I'm going to be on the light side. I want to be on the side that's, that's for the good. I'm not a bad person. I was like, I don't like injustices and stuff like that. And then after that, everything started happening. It was like I started getting these what I call downloads. I was whenever like a I would see like a solar flare was about to come, I would get this tingling in my top of my crown chakra, and it was and I would basically go to sleep the next night, and then I would have these weird dreams or almost like I was traveling to different things, learning different things, and then it just kept, increasing, increasing. And then finally, I couldn't take my where I was working anymore. The injustices that were happening there, the it's just almost pure blindness. Everyone was turning a blind eye to everything. So I blew up. Like I was trying my best. I bit my tongue and I was like, I'm not gonna blow up. And then I blew up, and to where I could see my manager just like pinned him against the wall with just my words. And I was like, oh my God. And then and I couldn't stop. It just kept pouring out of me. And I was like, where did this even come from? Why did I do this? It was like I was just a little review. And then finally I said, I can't do this anymore. And I put my 2 weeks notice in the next day, and that was it. I was like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And then I just took my my savings and my retirement, and I sat down and did nothing. I literally did nothing. I was like, I had no ambition. I had nothing. So I sat there and basically just relaxed and, resetted myself. Just I felt better. Like I was starting to get into more, spiritual things, and starting getting into more just getting my mind and my body back to normal again. And it was really bizarre. And my wife was on board about it. She was like, I understand fully. So, and she kind of did too. And it was just then it was all of a sudden, and things started increasing. I started seeing patterns, and I started going further down the rabbit hole on my phone, and I started going down the rabbit hole with podcasts and stuff like that. And to where I was going so deep down the rabbit hole, it was like, oh my gosh, I've reached a point where I'm pretty damn deep into this right now, but I would, it wasn't like every day. I would take a break so I didn't get overwhelmed or paranoid or anything like that. I would, take a break for a couple days and just watch something stupid and then go back to it, but it was the dreams kept intensifying. Like it was not having that work really was intensified the dreams. And I got to where I was, visually just going around in my dreams and seeing different realms, almost different realities. And then the weird part was right before Christmas, I got this these random things were starting to pop up on my phone, and one of them was the Galactic Federation website. I was like, I take those things with a grain of salt. I'm like, eh, it could be someone just making up crap or whatever. But I would listen to them every once in a while, and they said they were channeling messages, and some of these messages were 100% spot on. Like I had it the day before the message came out, and I was like, whoa, now this is kind of freaky. This is like, how do they know exactly what I just experienced? And now they're saying it, and they're not asking for
What was
money or anything like that.
the gist of the message that resonated with you and what you'd been receiving?
It wasn't all of them. It was kind of like, to me, it was like almost like your horoscope. It's like, from the some parts of a horoscope will resonate with me, but I usually wind up clicking on it out of just pure almost like instinctiveness. Like I have to, like, okay, I'm like, I'm feeling down. Why am I feeling so down? I click on the horoscope or whatever, and there it came up. But some of these messages were talking about how, you're about to go through intense dream sequence. You're about to go through intense spiritual awakenings. So you're going to go through, you're going to be visited in your dreams by an angel or something like that. And these things were happening, and I was just like, and I was like, okay, if I heard it before it happened, that would be okay. It was just me implanting it in my mind, but this stuff was happening. I was experiencing it before I got the message. And it was just like, okay, this is getting to be too much of a coincidence here. I mean, this is not just one video. This is like, dozens that are just resonating with me. And it was like, okay, and then all of a sudden, right before the holidays, I got this video popped up on my phone, and it was a 1986 movie. It was anime. I'd never heard of it before, but it's called The Laws of the Sun. And I was like, well, this is interesting. And I was like, well, I'm just going to put this on the back burner and I'll listen to it later. And then right after Christmas, I was like, my wife went to bed and I was like, I'm going to watch this Laws of the Sun thing. And I started watching it. And I swear to you, James, I have never experienced this before, but whatever this video was, put all of my religious aspects into place. Like, I'm a firm believer in, like, I was born Catholic, but I'm a firm believer that there is truth and teachings of all real religions, that, but I could never link it together. And for some reason, that movie, I watched it and something really weird happened to me. Like everything clicked together instantly. And then all of a sudden, my third eye and my crown chakra opened up greater than it's ever have in my life. Like I felt like literally like the light bulb came on and I was bursting. Like I've never experienced power like that before. And then that night after I watched the movie and I went to bed, and as I went to bed, I was feeling like there was presence around me. Like I was experiencing some things prior to that. Like things would be sitting on the bed or pressing down on the mattress, and I could feel it. I mean, even my wife has felt it. My wife has insomnia, and I fall asleep instantly and snore loud. So we sleep in separate rooms for that reason. But we, I would feel things like literally laying down on the mattress, like on the foot of the bed. And they weren't doing anything, but then I would have some very weird sexual dreams sometimes, and that concerned me because I know those could be archons and stuff like that, so you got to be very careful with them. And all of a sudden, like I went to bed that night, and it felt like someone put something into my vertebrae, like on the lower half of my vertebrae, like it turned a key on, and two of my vertebrae just started tingling and tingling. And then I had that night, I had an astral projection, which I haven't had one in a very, very long time. And I was astral projected to this beach, and there was this older gray alien, but it was heavier set, quiet, older. And the backdrop of it was the universe, and I was sitting on this beach picking up like bottles and caps off the beach and putting in this bucket that was just overflowing the sand, and it was beautiful actually. And then I went to this I got transformed to this monastery, and out in the woods it felt like I was in Tibet, but I'm not 100% sure. But I was trying to solve these mysteries with this pieces of paper and how to place rocks in and kind of filling out these puzzles, but there's corruption there. I could feel the corruption. There was a guy there who was trying to, it was trying to charge me money for being out there. And then there was building all these like settlements and trying to charge people almost like vacation rental homes. And then I could just feel the corruption happening within there. And then all of a sudden, this warrior comes up to me and with this porcelain mask on and starts attacking me. And I don't know, who this was, but I just pull off a stick off a tree and start, swinging back at him. And I wind up actually besting him, and knocking him on the ground. And then I went to go lift up the mask, and then I woke right up. And that was some incredible experience that I had that, I cannot explain. I've never had anything near like that before.
Well, it sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah. I mean, and then it's like I've been having these things, like I said, in the bedroom, like laying down on the bed or sitting down on the bed. And the cats don't react, but my one cat, whenever he lays on my arm, I definitely have an experience because it's, cats have that ability. But then it wears him out for 3 days. He'll sleep for 3 solid days, and he won't even move. He's so tired. One night I was like, ever since that experience, I've been having out of body experiences every night. Like I can actually feel myself leaving my body and going back in, leaving my body, going back in. And it's like every night religiously, except for maybe like It gives me a break every 2 or 3 days every once in a while, but it's like every night I'm like, I close my eyes and there I am, almost just drifting right up. And it's like, well, this is definitely interesting, but I don't know what to do or how to deal with it, you know? And so, but then I was like, but I keep feeling like there's someone at the end of the bed. And I'm like, well, I don't know what these are. But then one night I got scared and I called out in Jesus' name too. I said a prayer. I'm like, you know, if you're not meant to be here, if you're causing me harm, you know, I call on Jesus' name to get rid of you. If you are supposed to be here, then you're fine. You can be here. And then after that, they kind of stop coming around. So, but I'm still experiencing the in and out, in and out, in and out of the body, and it's just, I don't know, it's just
No,
bizarre.
it's disconcerting. I'll talk about that. I went through a similar phase. In fact, I had an out-of-body experience a few weeks back. I felt myself leaving my body and tried to use intentions and do a little astral recon, but nothing really came of it. But we'll talk more about this in the second segment because this thing is getting really interesting now.
Yeah.
If people want to reach out to you, they don't have to. They can reach you through me, if you prefer, by contacting me through the website, or if you'd prefer to, if you've got like some kind of email that they can contact with you, or if you don't want to do that, that's fine too.
The contact, yeah, you through you, because yeah, I think you probably better more experienced than I am about who's doing what.
I just love nowadays how on social media you get all these dodgy friend requests for some kind of obviously AI generated kind of bot profile. But anyhow, we reached the end of the first segment of a fascinating discussion with old pal David Wargon. If you like what we do, if you believe in what we do here at the Cosmic Switchboard Show, please go to our website, thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.